You're quite bold, you know that? Sneaking into the city as a human after everything your kind has attempted to do to us. I don't know where humans get the audacity, but for some reason, you believe you own everything under the sun. It's a huge planet. I know we can all share it. After all, when we first made contact with humans a few years ago, neither of our kinds wanted anything to do with each other. We came to an agreement to cohabitate peacefully. Cephalopodi get the ocean, humans get the land. I really didn't think humans would break the treaty, let alone do it so quickly. But you did. It lasted what? 6 months before we had to send forces to the surface to show we are not going to take it lying down? A few years of this back and forth resulted in a very strenuous peace treaty. And now, begrudgingly, we allow humans in our cities under the condition that they have a chaperone. So color me shocked when I heard there was a human without an attending, just walking around all willy-nilly. It was even reported that you tried to conduct some interviews on the cephalopodi and the humans who were visiting with them. Did you really think there was going to be no punishment for a crime like that? That it wouldn't be taken seriously? Did someone tell you that you were fine to come down here? Oh, so you were at a party. Overheard Badoth talking about our culture and the pet program, and you got curious. But for some reason, instead of asking her about it and if she would probably be your chaperone, you decided that you wanted to join right away, regardless of the consequences. So you followed her back here where she was let in, and you also just so happened to sneak in, didn't you? You would be surprised by how many times I've heard the story. You're not the first human to sneak in here to join the pet program, nor are you even going to be the last. It's just something I've never understood about humans. Why would you want to go through our strictest program? Not only are you going to experience an entire month of training, but at the end of the month, you're going to be given to someone for the rest of your life. Is that what you actually want? If you really think so, I'm not going to get in the way of your dreams. You're actually making my job of enforcing the code a lot easier. The only issue with your plan is I'm not sure if you're a good candidate for the pet program. After all, someone who sneaks into our city to do this might be better suited for some land punishments. The worst thing I could do to you right now is deny you the one thing you want most and send you right back to the surface. All your hopes and dreams of being a pet for one of us dashed in a second, all because you couldn't wait and do things the proper way. If you had just come down with a chaperone, you could have volunteered for the program. For some, it's a punishment, but for others, it's definitely voluntary. That's why you should have asked Badoth. You made things 10 times more complicated for yourself this way. I bet you feel dumb, huh? Oh. You're about to feel a lot stupider because I'm about to inform you that just getting caught doesn't guarantee you a spot in the pet program. See, if you had come down here and actually filled out the paperwork, you would already be on your way to your first session of the day. Because you decided to act on impulse and show your lack of intelligence, I now need to test you, you know, to make sure you can actually handle cephalopody justice. If you can't, then you're going to be sent to the surface and told what happened. That way they can deliver your judgment. It's part of the tentative agreement we have with the surface dwellers right now. So, I am going to need you to stand up, spread your legs, put your arms behind your back, and stare at that pink dot on the wall. Can you manage that, or is that too complicated for your tiny human brain? Oh, look. You know how to listen. That's actually impressive considering you didn't think to ask if you could just join the pet program. Did you really think you were the first human to think the idea was sexy? To want to volunteer for something like this? That's just ridiculous. We get about 2 volunteers a month. Sometimes 3 or 4, depending on the parties Bidoff throws. She's not actively recruiting pets for us. It just happens that humans have some overlapping interests. They're far and few between, but the one we all seem to agree on is that humans are better off as pets, right? I knew you would say that. Nodding your head as you continue to stare at the pink dots. I have a few questions for you to answer before we get to the main part of the exam. What is your name? How old are you? And when were you born? What's your occupation? Are you currently living alone? Have you had any previous partners? Have you ever been penetrated before? Is this something you want badly? Are you willing to do anything if it means being one of our pets? Then I am going to describe the next parts. And if you feel like it's too much for you, you tell me and I'll send you back to the surface. What's going to happen is you're going to be wrapped in my scaly tentacles. You're going to feel them writhing over your body as what little clothes you're wearing are disintegrated by the slime covering them. The slime will also act as an aphrodisiac, loosening you up, making sure you're wet and ready to take whatever I'm about to give you. The Venus slime is produced only by a select few of us, which is why I have such a high position. From there, you will be challenged to take one of my eggs. Cephalopodi are known to give birth to clutches, usually 5 at once. But in order to prove that you are able to be part of the pet program, you need to demonstrate that your fragile body can handle the oviposition process. I will be breeding exactly 1 egg into you today. You're going to spend the next week growing it, and at the end, you will birth it out. If everything remains positive, then you'll be placed into the pet program where you'll undergo a month of proper training with the top trainers. Now, do you have any questions for me, or shall we begin? It's a little cold at first, but they'll warm up pretty quickly. It's just from the slime coating. Nothing to worry about. You're starting to feel the tentacles wrap around each of your legs. The slime coating you. More tentacles wrap around your arms, coating your exposed skin in my slime. Fabric melts away as more of yourself is revealed to me. How does it feel, human? You're enjoying it that much, huh? All of you humans really do have the same reactions. At least the ones that are depraved enough to come down here in search of this. At least you'll have some great company back at school once your training starts. You and some of the other humans can talk about how you're so dumb. You happily gave up your life on the surface to volunteer to be a pet for us. But instead of actually volunteering, you snuck into the city so it would be a punishment. It's not really a punishment if you were seeking this out, is it? And so clearly enjoying it too. Just look at you. My tentacles feel good crawling all over your body, don't they? Wrapping around your waist and chest, binding you tightly. Your wrists are pulled together and out of the way. You won't be needing these for what I have planned for you. Those extra limbs are just going to get in the way of your breeding, pet. Testing my strength, you find yourself held completely still. Unable to move from the spot, there's a pulse between your thighs. The aphrodisiacs are starting to work, aren't they, pet? That's right. My tentacles continue to squirm around you, playing with your nipples, wrapping around your neck, even holding onto your hips. It's so much at once. You don't know where to pay attention to first. You feel your mind starting to go blank with bliss as my tentacles continue to work and tease you. It's okay, pet. This is good. This is the type of responses I'm testing for. Do what feels natural. Don't fight it. You're doing good. Oh, that's it. Just needed some reassurance, didn't you? You're going to show me what a good slut you are, aren't you? Nodding your head yes, you feel a tentacle slip between your lips. A more direct source to the slime, you begin to suckle it, swallowing the thick ambrosia. It tastes so good as it settles in your stomach. There you are, pet. Keep your eyes on me. It's not about how good you feel. It's about making a good impression on me. This is a test, remember? You got a pass to prove that you have what it takes to be in the pet program. Cephalopodi don't just accept any human who begs. Otherwise, the program would be constantly full. It's supposed to be a form of punishment. But it seems humans enjoy this kind of treatment. Not even denying it. Your body squirms in the tentacles' hold, enjoying how everything feels. Barely listening to a word you say. You feel almost like you're in heat. So wet and open. So needy. You need every hole of yours filled. Your mouth isn't enough. So eager for me. Do you think you can keep it up and take everything I have for you? Or is it going to be too much for your fragile little human body to take? Prove it to me, Pat. The ovipositor slides into your hole, hearing you immediately moan around the one in your mouth at the intrusion. More tentacles surround your exposed body as you feel them moving around you, making sure every inch of you is being touched and teased. There isn't a hole left empty on your body. Completely filled with me. You've never been happier. Any thoughts you are having leave the more you feel my tentacles fucking you, filling your mind with something way more important. Oh, what a slut. You can't help yourself. Your body's already surrendering to the pleasure. Letting me do whatever I want with your lewd body. You feel the scales shimmy against your nipples. The hard edge creating pain to contrast with the pleasure. The tendril around your neck gets tighter as the one in your mouth moves down. Oh, love the way your hole clenches around me like that, swallowing immediately as you try to take it, trying so hard to be good for me, to show that you have what it takes to join the pet program. Keep it up. You want to make me proud and earn your spot, don't you? Oh, I know you do, human. Just listen to you. There isn't going to be a question about what kind of test you're getting in here. Anyone who walks by the door is going to hear you moaning like a slut. Doesn't matter that my tentacle is fucking your mouth. It's not muffling it enough. Hips bucking into the other end, making sure you feel the tentacles deep inside all of your holes. You don't know which one feels the best. They're all being used. They're all being filled. It's absolutely paradise for a dumb slut like yourself. Don't have to worry about anything except making me come. When you're a pet, you don't gotta be good at much else, right? It's why you made the impulsive decision to sneak into the city instead of asking Badoth if you can join. And look at where that got you. Being put to the test by me. Do you really think you're going to be able to pass this test? I'm not sure. You're gonna have to do a lot better than this. Trying to say something, but it catches in your throat. You feel the scales against your nipples again. Playing with the sensitive buds. You can't help but arch into the touch. Leaning into the pleasure, trying to get more of it. The tentacle around your neck tightens as you feel the ones on the other side start to aim more precisely. Less air means more pleasure for you. You feel the grip on your neck loosen, but the precision doesn't let up. Tentacles curling inside you just right. Oh, there you are, Bet. Taken like a good slut. This is what you wanted, remember? You don't want to tap out now, do you? Oh, I didn't think so. Not when you're feeling so good. Any thoughts fucked right out of your pretty head? All you care about is how good it feels to be filled in every hole, huh? Seems more and more like you're going to be the star pupil of the pet program. You just look so happy when you're getting your brains fucked out. Not a single thought in that pretty head of yours besides how good you're feeling. Focusing on how close you're getting, the scales shimmy against your skin, adding to the pleasure you're already feeling. Feeling your moan vibrate around the tendril in your mouth. Your hips buck wildly, trying to take it deeper. Don't know which hole feels best. And in that moment, a tendril slides between your thighs and starts to stroke you. Is it too much, slut? Oh, I'm sure you can take it. If you end up coming, then you end up coming. And that's not what this is about. It's about making sure you can be bred and take my egg, remember? Going to feel your stomach swell almost instantly. A bulge is going to appear right here as the egg makes itself at home. As long as you grow it big and strong and give birth to it, then you'll be allowed in the program. It's everything you've wanted, isn't it? Nodding your head yes. I use this as a chance to tighten the one around your neck again. Oh, loving the way my tendril bulges inside your neck. Tears fill in your eyes as you feel your orgasm getting closer. Your body practically shakes within my grip as my tentacles continue to take you apart. Struggling to keep composure. Trying to save what little dignity you have left. You don't have to pretend around me. I know you're a slut. It's the sign of a good pet. You don't have to lie to yourself. I can feel how much you're enjoying it. How much you love being fucked stupid on my tentacles. You're not good for anything except being bred, huh? That's your new purpose, pets. You're just for breeding now. That makes you feel good as you writhe in my tentacles. Everywhere you go, there's just more. Aphrodisiac makes everything feel so much better. You just sink into it. My tentacle strokes faster as you feel yourself start to teeter on the edge. Wonder if you're going to come from the strokes. The fact that all your holes are being used, or the breeding of the egg. If you can come from just the egg alone, you're going to be bumped to the head of class. Gotta show me you can handle it, that you're a good candidate for the pet program. We don't just accept any slut who begs, otherwise the entire thing would be filled up. Oh, feeling the egg travel down the ovipositor, it's getting closer to the entrance. You can feel it pulse inside you as your hips rock backwards, trying to take deeper. It feels so good, doesn't it? You're so close. You wanna come, don't you? Oh, show me. Let go. Come on. I'm going to breed you up, so if you don't come now, you're not going to come at all. Come for me, human. Show me how good you feel and come. Would you look at that? You did it. Look down, pet. Tell me what you see.
That isn't just a bump. It's the egg inside you. A little bit bigger than I thought, but you still handled it like a champ. Now you're going to be growing it for the next week. Are you nervous? As long as you treat your body well, everything is going to go according to plan. You were impressive, Drainant Human. I can honestly say you passed that test with flying colors. All you have to do is ace the last part and you'll be welcomed with open arms into your dream program. How are you feeling? That's pretty normal. The aphrodisiacs do tend to make people a little bit tired. Do you have any more questions for me? Then I'm going to remove the tentacles from the rest of your body. I'm sure you would like to feel the air without tendrils and slime in the way. You barely watch as they untangle themselves from your body, slowly regaining your sense of motor back. You didn't think I was holding you that tightly. That is, until you see the marks around your body. Some bruises already starting to form. You were squirming quite a bit there. I didn't want you to hurt yourself, Pat. Now, shall I show you to your new room? Perfect. Follow me, Pat. This is where you're going to be staying for the next week as you grow the egg inside you. Now, it is going to end up...